doing the Ketur Shulchan Aruch Mikol Chaim. We're in the first chapter, the sixth letter, the sixth paragraph. V'chivan shekavanat ha-levi yaikal b'kiyum ha-mitzvah, being that our intent is the main thing when we fulfill a mitzvah, ho-oy sheyachshuv b'shat ha-netilah, it's fitting that a person think as he's washing his hands, shebazeh mechinu atzmo, that in doing this he is preparing himself la'avodat ha-boret, to the service of his Creator. K'chohen ha-notel yadav ha-mikdash, like the Kohanim would wash their hands in the temple in preparation for the Avodah, so do we wash our hands in the morning in preparation for a day in the service of Hashem, in preparation for going to Minyan, to Davin. Yazir kol adam ibnei beto sheyakpidu al seder netilat yadayim. Every person should warn the people of his house, they should be careful to wash their hands properly. V'yazir lichot yadeh ktanim karuin, he should be careful to wash the kids' hands properly. So in the morning, before I give my kids breakfast, I ask them, did you wash your hands? Sometimes they remembered, sometimes they didn't, but they're old enough that they could wash their hands. Mishaya el kol alayla, whoever was up all night, so he didn't sleep at night. Yitol yadav bebokir, he should nonetheless wash his hands in the morning, velo yivarech, but he shouldn't make a blessing, because we're uncertain whether he's obligated or not. So we say, wash your hands, but without a blessing. This way, if you were obligated, you wash them.
Why is the bat melech not considered something kosher?
What?
Why is the bat melech not considered something kosher?
We don't know if bat melech comes because the night passed or comes because you slept during the night. And anyways, the blessing wasn't instituted for this spirit called bat melech that rests on our fingers. That wasn't why Chazal instituted a blessing. We don't make a blessing over the removal of something harmful. We say that the spirit rests on our fingers during the night. So when we wash, it removes it. But that's not why Chazal instituted a blessing on Netilas Yadayim. That's why we say do it in a specific fashion. Chazal instituted Netilas Yadayim either because our hands are unclean and this is a way of cleaning them in preparation for Tefillah, or because we're like Kohanim, we're starting a new day and this is part of the preparation for a new day. But they did not institute it because of Bat Melech. That's not why we make a blessing. That's another added benefit that we get out of washing our hands this way. That's why if a person, for example, got up in the middle of the night and he's living out in the Ukraine and it's freezing cold and he can't make it to wash his hands, so he doesn't have running water. He's got to go out to pump the water. Or he's out in the army and he doesn't have water. So we say if he cannot attain a way to wash his hands, he can nonetheless eat. It's not that it's prohibited. He'll rub his hands clean. Now his hands are definitely clean. He'll rub them clean. So there's this bad spirit on his hands. If he could, he'll take the food with a napkin. Preferably he won't touch the food directly because he hasn't yet washed his hands. But that's not the main institution. The main institution was a concept of cleanliness. Of cleanliness. To clean our hands in the morning. That was the main concept of Netilat Yadayim. Tet, yachol litol yadav v'ambatya. You could, one may wash their hands in the washroom, in the shower room, she'en v'bet shimush, provided that there's no toilet in that shower room, v'sheyetze lachutz yivarech, and he'll make the blessing when he leaves the shower room.
How is he literally in the shower?
Either way, doesn't matter.
In what fashion?
You have a sink in the shower room. Come to my house, you'll see it. What?
With a keli.
Yeah. No. We haven't yet discussed the keli.
So those, I've seen many times that there is a sink in the toilet.
Right. Wait, we'll get there. That's a different concept. Now we're talking about a sink in the shower room. In the shower room, you could wash your hands and you'll make the blessing when you leave the shower room. Now, they say in the name of Rabbi Feinstein that he said that preferably take the towel outside, and the way we always make the blessing before we dry our hands, so wash your hands in the shower room, go outside and make the blessing, and only then dry your hands. That's what they say in his name, Rav Chaim David HaLevi. In the Kitzur, it doesn't say it. We'd have to check what he says in the full version. This is the short version.